Relax. It's just reality.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Relax, It's Just Reality. This is the show where we talk about the major issues facing my generation, Gen Z, and how we can try and counteract those issues, how to resolve them. And when I was pitching this show, I knew I wanted to talk about the issues facing my generation because we are at the age where we are in our early adulthood. A lot of us are starting our careers. We are forming very important relationships. And so I really just wanted to talk about just how we are, because we are really in a bad way. The issues facing our generation are completely unprecedented. And I do not say that lightly. A lot of us recognize that this technology is new and the technology that we're living with is new and amazing. But I don't think we fully comprehend just how unprecedented and how much the world has changed in the last 100 years. Because if you understand history and you understand geography, the world makes a lot more sense. And we have really changed so much, so in so little time. We are facing issues that we have never even thought of before. And so I really wanted to talk about how we're living with that. And you can even see it now that we are experiencing extremely high levels of anxiety, extremely high levels of depression, extremely high levels of loneliness. And I figured if I'm going to talk about anything, why not this? A little disclaimer, first of all, is I know that a good amount of us are doing extremely well. I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of amazing people, really talented, hardworking, and joyful people. But there is also a lot of us who are not like that. A lot of the issues that we're facing doesn't seem to be getting any better. If anything, we are getting more confused. We are not handling it well at all. So I think it's really just worth talking about. And also, I really wanted to push this point. Well, that is, we are only in control of ourselves. So much of us like to focus on these global issues. And there are important issues like climate change, conflict, inequity. You're not going to change any of that. I'm sorry to say, we as one person do not have power to change that. And yes, as groups, we can come together and we can make a difference. But in order to be charitable, you need to look after yourself first, because you're no good to anyone, you know, depressed and on the floor crying all the time. And I just want to get something out of the way as well. I also have a somewhat selfish goal to this podcast. I'm also doing this as an exercise or as a way of understanding what goals I want for the future. And just to get to know myself better, because I think, like many of us out there, we've been struggling with questions of the future, what we're meant to do, how we're supposed to do, and how we're meant to navigate this world, which constantly just seems to be changing. And honestly, just seems to be like going crazy as well. Like this is a really weird time to be alive. Like really, really strange. We have to have a little humor when it comes to these things, but it is, if you read history, if you have like a simple understanding of history, how things were, this is a really bizarre time. And we'll get more into that later. But I just wanted to cover this as kind of like a disclaimer. And so you may be wondering, is this just an exercise in vanity or spite? And honestly, there is a little bit of truth to that. I am a little ticked off at some of the circumstances we find ourselves facing. And I do think it's a little bit of an ego move to make a whole podcast about it, to talk about what I think of things. But it's also just trying to understand. So hopefully, by the end, we would have made some understanding together. We'll talk, we'll discuss things, and we'll contemplate things, and who knows, hopefully we'll be better by the end. You never know. Maybe we'll be worse. Anything's possible. That's just the first little disclaimer that I had. Usually, from now on, I would like to start these shows with a bit of good news. And so for this week, the good news, the silver lining amongst the storm cloud, is that I finally managed to pull Ganyu in Genshin Impact. I now have the Coco Goat in my party. And yes, this news has absolutely nothing to do with our generation. It has nothing to do with society or any person or group. But you know what? Good news is subjective, and I'm glad that I got it. I grinded a lot to get those Puma gems. So I thank you for sharing my joy. It is much appreciated. And at the time of this recording, Valentine's Day is coming up. It is actually tomorrow, since I'm recording this on Sunday. And that would be an excellent topic to talk about the dating scene and how we're navigating with online dating and just trying to form relationships, especially now during the pandemic. Unfortunately, I actually forgot that Valentine's Day was tomorrow, so I didn't prepare anything. So instead, I want to talk about marketing, which is, you know, those things are kind of similar in its own strange way. Marketing and online dating kind of have similar concepts. You know, you have a shorter period of time to sell the product, which is yourself as a potential, you know, date, and you only have a certain limited resources with like lines and photos and stuff. But anyway, so it's, you know, it's kind of the same, but not really. But it is, more or less. So, I read an article recently that I found... Well, it wasn't recently, but I read an article. I read an article from an October of 2021. And I didn't think too much about it until very recently. And it was written by Eric Huberman and published by the Rolling Stone on the Rolling Stone. I basically talked about how traditional marketing no longer works on those belonging to Gen Z, and which is a big problem because we are now making up a large percent of the purchasing power. And essentially what it boils down to, he talks a lot about how we traditional marketing doesn't work because we are just too, while we no longer use traditional avenues of media, we now have a bunch of social media, and our attention is very limited because of the vast amount of content avenues in which we access that content, that we do not have the patience to sit down and watch a 30-second ad. You know, the 30 seconds ad on YouTube, they, like, you can skip them after like 5 seconds, so you really have just 5 seconds to convince us to buy a product. And on top of that, we no longer like brands or corporations that do not appeal to our sensibilities. Specifically, we want our brands and our major corporations to share the same values that we do, or the same concerns that we do. And a brand new way of doing this is actually through influencers, because on social media, anyone can be an influencer as long as you have a large enough following. It shows that we twice as likely as millennials to make a purchase based on recommendation of an influencer. And I found this interesting because really, it really shouldn't matter at all. I find it interesting because it kind of just drives home the point that we are looking for trust in the wrong places. If you think we can trust brands or major companies or influencers, that seems to be a bad decision. I'm sorry, but it just is, you know. And maybe we could trust some more than others, but anybody is corruptible. And also, the thing about the influencers as well is that you think the influencers are better than the major corporations? Well, they're not. I mean, maybe they might advertise some... They may advertise for some grassroots company or some startup, but at the end of the day, they're the same as the brands and the major corporations. And especially now, there's countless videos on YouTube and everything. There's so much media that exposes people as just frauds. They're just... So it kind of just boggles my mind that we put trust in people, even though they're worse. Influencers are no celebrities. There's no getting around that. I mean, they're in a relationship. One is after the other. It's just a different channel. Kind of like the same way companies use different social media app websites to get through to you, like YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Although I don't even know if Facebook is still popular, to be honest. But whatever they use, influencers are that channel. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter how they speak it or how they present it. They're the same thing. And so it speaks to me that we're really just looking for some people to trust. I would definitely not look to the internet for that. I mean, they may give you good advice, but you shouldn't. That doesn't mean you should put your trust in them necessarily. And I think this delves into a deeper issue with parasocial relationships in general. Because those influencers want the same thing the brands do. They want you to buy their product so they can get money. It's not a secret. The fact that we put more of our trust in influencers rather than the big media brands or the corporations. I get it. I get not wanting to support these giant corporations because they act unethically. But to pretend that influencers are any better is kind of just fooling ourselves. And it's really just the willingness to not want to look too deep into it. Which I also understand. I honestly do. Ignorance is bliss. We can be optimistic and assuming when we meet someone for the first time that they want to do the right thing. We can make a judgment of their character after a while. But I think the first step is we have to recognize who we are, who you are. Recognize their end goal, essentially. Recognize the end goal is to sell you things because you are the product, especially today. Everything. We are the product, literally. Our privacy, our data, our shopping habits, everything is the product. And there's not much we can do about that, really, without any drastic social paradigm shifts. So I think the first step, and this could be the first step to every issue that we'll come across, is to understand what they want and understand what you want and try to come to a decent compromise if you can. Because at the end of the day, all we need to do is recognize is that we are not just products. We are people. We have ambitions. We have goals. We have aspirations. Those are all kind of the words for the same thing, but you know what I mean. And the first step is recognizing that. And the first step is recognizing that what they want, what they recommend, most of all, this is actually very important, what they recommend may not always be what's best for you. And recognize that the only person who can offer you anything that will change, that would really change your life, is yourself. And I think that's an important stepping stone that we all need to remember. And also remember that all businesses are not moral entities. They are soulless, profit-driven centers of power. So there's that as well. Keep that in mind, just at the back of your noggin, you know. Also, every week, I like to recommend a song that I've listened to recently that I think is either worthy of praise or just fits with the overall topic of what we've been covering this week. And today's recommendation has absolutely nothing to do with the topic, although it is worthy of mention. This week's recommendation is Paul's Dream. This week's recommendation is Paul's Dream, composed by the legendary Hans Zimmer. The reason why I'm recommending this is because it's a very subtle song, I would say. And just lies beneath everything. It doesn't really occupy much of your headspace. It's just a nice little song you can listen to that maybe you're commuting and you're dreading the coming week, like many of us do. And it doesn't occupy your entire mind, but it is just in the background, adding to the sense of foreboding. So if you want to pretend that your life has a far more interesting soundtrack than it does, you can listen to Paul's Dream. I would also recommend just listening to the entire Dune soundtrack as well. It's a really, as expected of Hans Zimmer, it is extremely well done. The movie itself was kind of emotionally flat, like it kind of just went along. It didn't feel like it took us on a journey of highs and lows. It kind of just felt like the story, the narrative was happening. Although it's the kind of movie where it's like a spectacle, where it's more about the cinematography and just the visual of everything rather than the actual characters. But anyway, off topic. Paul's Dream, composed by Hans Zimmer. Very well done, very subtle, adds to the sense of foreboding. Subtle sense of foreboding, but also strangely uplifting. Like, we can look forward to the future. Anyway, that's it from me for this week. I hope you'll continue listening, and I hope you'll continue going on this journey with me. I'm honestly not too sure where we'll go, but I really feel like this is something we need to discuss, because the future is fast approaching, and if we're not careful, we will not be prepared for it, and that is not a position we want to be in. So hopefully by the end we can have a better sense of ourselves, and it doesn't have to be any real milestone. It could just be every day, just adding, changing our habits, maybe understanding ourselves a little bit better every day, and eventually, slowly but surely, we will become who we want to be. And eventually we'll break the unfortunate trend, just everything that's been afflicting our generation for a while now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.